A word for you from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14. Remind them of these things, and charge them before God, not to quarrel about words, which does no good, but only ruins the hearers. This is a very serious matter. And so it was that the Holy Spirit inspired Paul to write this instruction for Timothy, not just for him, but for the church, and he was involved in many of the churches all over where God had worked in revival power. Timothy was now, you could say, pastoring. He was also an evangelist. But there were troubles arising in the church, and later on in this chapter we discover that there are some who are talking things that are, as Paul says, irreverent babble in verse 16. Which means just junk talk. But here it says, don't quarrel about words. It might even be that we quarrel about the words found in the Bible. And once it raises itself to the level of a quarrel, an argument, which frustrates those who are arguing and causes tension, well, it destroys them. Paul says at the end of verse 14, it only ruins the hearers. Do you see how serious that is? It can not just hurt your spiritual life, it can destroy you, even arguing about the Bible. So, deep discussions and arguing about predestination or about Arminianism, deep discussions which are argumentative about the Bible and what God really means with the premillennial or postmillennial, or amillennial, all those deep words where you think you really know something, if you enter into arguments and you begin to quarrel, then it is another spirit. It is a spirit that will lead you into the path of self-destruction. Paul says, even those who are listening will be ruined. Not just those who quarrel, but those who listen. Are you perhaps a listener to quarrels, and you enter into the fray in your mind, in your imagination, in your thoughts? Perhaps you have quarrels with your eyes closed against certain Christians and you are arguing with them, and even so you are then the hearer of your own quarrel, and it will ruin you. Avoid these quarrels about words. They do no good, but only ruin the hearers.